Thank you, Lord. You want me to put that on there? Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Which one of you is Donna? Could you come up here and sit right down here on the front row? Hallelujah, Jesus. Just right there on the front row is fine. I just want her... All right. I would cling to this anointing as close as I could. Not that it's anything to do with me, but Him and what He does. And if I got in a position where it meant life or death, I would do whatever necessary. I'd be willing to do whatever necessary to live. See? Now you could apply that to healing in your body. You can apply it to finances even. It can become a life or death situation in finances. Some of you might have known that one time or in the past or something. But whatever it takes to stay as close to God as possible. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Stand with me one more time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God forever. I want you to agree with me in this prayer. Father, I thank you for this time. Right now, Father, for this time. Thank you for this point in time, Father God. I thank you, Father, for your anointing on your word to change lives. I thank you for that sword of the Spirit, Father God, your word that will pierce hearts and divide the soul from the spirit, Father. Father, I thank you for your gifts of the Holy Spirit that are here. Present and operation today, Father. All of them, Father. Working of miracles, Father. Gifts of healings, Father. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, Father. Gift of prophecy, Father. All of them, Father. Be in operation, Father. Gift of faith, Father. In operation here today. Father, I thank you that you have your way in this place, and I know your way is this, that not one leave here untouched. I know that's your way. So, Father, I ask for your way here this morning. Not one leave without a miracle. Not one leave without a healing. Not one leave without a refreshing. Not one leave without selling out to God, to you, Father. Not one. Not one. In Jesus' name. Everybody says, amen. Amen. Now lift your hands to heaven. Let's begin to worship Him. I worship you and praise you and thank you, Father. I give you glory and honor and praise. I magnify you. Oh, you're worthy. Out of your own heart, tell Him you love Him. Oh, I worship you. I worship you. I glorify you. Now, you wonder why I have you to do this. Let me tell you something. Now, Donna here is young in the Lord. So there's a little bit of grace comes in there and some action. But let me tell you something. You need to learn right now how to worship God before something hits you that you can't get it off your life. It's not the best time to learn when you're down to the wire. It'd be better to learn right now. Right now. So just worship Him. Oh, I thank you, Father. I give you glory and honor and praise. I magnify you. I worship you and praise you and thank you, Father. Oh, you're worthy, Father God. You're worthy. Oh, we give you glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. You say, I don't know how to worship God. Just tell Him you love Him. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Let me tell you something. You say it enough, you'll begin to believe that you love Him sooner or later. You may not start out feeling like you do, but sooner or later you're gonna know that you love Him. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship you. I worship you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Oh, you sent your name. You sent your name that we might be free at the sound of it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, Father. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You want me to put that on there? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Which one of you is Donna? Could you come up here and sit right down here on the front row? Hallelujah, Jesus. Just right there on the front row is fine. I just want her. All right. I would cling to this anointing as close as I could. Not that it's anything to do with me, but Him and what He does. And if I got in a position where it meant life or death, I would do whatever necessary. I'd be willing to do whatever necessary to live. See? Now you could apply that to healing in your body. You can apply it to finances even. It can become a life or death situation in finances. Some of you might have known that one time or in the past or something. But whatever it takes to stay as close to God as possible. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Stand with me one more time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God forever. I want you to agree with me in this prayer. Father, I thank you for this time. Right now, Father, for this time. Thank you for this point in time, Father God. I thank you, Father, for your anointing on your word to change lives. I thank you for that sword of the Spirit, Father God, your word that will pierce hearts and divide the soul from the spirit, Father. Father, I thank you for your gifts of the Holy Spirit that are here. Present in operation today, Father. All of them, Father. Working of miracles, Father. Gifts of healings, Father. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, Father. Gift of prophecy, Father. All of them, Father. Be in operation, Father. Gift of faith, Father. In operation here today. Father, I thank you that you have your way in this place, and I know your way is this, that not one leave here untouched. I know that's your way. And so, Father, I ask for your way here this morning. Not one leave without a miracle. Not one leave without a healing. Not one leave without a refreshing. Not one leave without selling out to God, to you, Father. Not one. Not one. Jesus' name. Everybody says, Amen. Amen. I lift your hands to heaven. Just begin to worship Him. I worship you and praise you and thank you, Father. I give you glory and honor and praise. I magnify you. Oh, you're worthy. Out of your own heart, tell Him you love Him. Oh, I worship you. I worship you. I glorify you. Now, you wonder why I have you to do this. Let me tell you something. Now, Donna here is young in the Lord. So there's a little bit of grace comes in there and some action. But let me tell you something. You need to learn right now how to worship God before something hits you that you can't get it off your life. It's not the best time to learn when you're down to the wire. It'd be better to learn right now. Right now. So just worship Him. Oh, I thank you, Father. I give you glory and honor and praise. I magnify you. I worship you and praise you and thank you, Father. Oh, you're worthy, Father God. You're worthy. Oh, we give you glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. You say, I don't know how to worship God. Just tell Him you love Him. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Let me tell you something. You say it enough, you'll begin to believe that you love Him sooner or later. You may not start out feeling like you do, but sooner or later you're gonna know that you love Him. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship you. I worship you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Oh, you sent your name. You sent your name that we might be free at the sound of it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, Father. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I worship you. Praise you and thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I think I want to continue a little bit where I left off the last time I was here, but I don't even know for sure where I was at the last time I was here. But I believe I'm probably picking up about where I left off. See, we have this tough time, us charismatics, faith people, we have this tough time understanding where does grace pick up, where do you leave the works off, where does grace pick up, and how do we divide the grace from the works, because it does say to work out our salvation. And so what I want to talk to you about this morning is a little bit more about grace. Because I think most of us, at one time or the other in the past, might have had the wrong idea about, or the wrong definition, the wrong understanding of what grace actually is, the grace of God. Now some people think that the grace of God, you know, if He'd done it by grace, then they can just sit there and do nothing. Because of His grace, they can sit there and do nothing and everything will be all right. Let me tell you something, that's a good way to die. That's a good way to die. Is to sit there and do nothing. You say, well, but it's by His grace He delivered His grace to me. Yes, He did. He sure did. But that's a good way to sit there and die. And before this message is over, I hope to be able to point out to you exactly what I'm talking about. Because it is by His grace. Well, let's look a little bit at the definition of grace to begin with. The grace of God is the unearnable, unmeritable favor of God. That means you don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. The unmeritable. We don't deserve it. We can't earn it. It's unearnable. His favor. That's the grace of God. The unearnable, the unmeritable favor of God. That's His grace. See? And everything was done by His grace. We're going to look at it here in the Word of God. Everything was done by His grace. It was a free gift to you and I. What He done was a free gift. But you can sit there, spend your whole life knowing that it was a free gift, and die before you get your call walked out, before you end up walking out your call on your life that He gave you by His grace. Well, that's not good. I mean, He wants you not only to have a long life, He wants you to have a fruitful life, that you lay up fruit in heaven, that you walk out your life, your call that He placed on your life. He wants you to finish that call and lay up fruit in heaven, see, along the way. It's not just to sit here by His grace, sit in a pew and do nothing. That's a good way to die. That's a good way to go bankrupt. In fact, you can't even sit there and stay in the same spot. You'll go backwards. Pretty soon the devil, he'll talk you out of your salvation. Then where are you at? See, you lost everything. Prosperity, you lost it. You lost healing in your body. Lost your salvation. So let's look at it a little bit closer. Let's look at some acts of grace to begin with. In Ephesians 2:8, let's take a look at that. Ephesians 2:8. I want to keep this somewhat short this morning, but yet I want to get across to you something that He is trying to get across to a lot of people, not just here, but everywhere. In fact, I was visiting a while back with Gary Carpenter. Most of you know him. And one of the things that God had been telling me, He was also telling Gary at the same time, and that was most people have forgot their foundation, if they ever knew it, have forgot their foundation of faith. They might have known about faith and how it worked as their foundation, but they've either left it or forgot about it or don't operate in it and therefore lose it. And God was telling him the same as He was telling me, and that was to bring back the foundation to the people, to His children. Be reminded once again about having faith in God. Well, what has grace got to do with that? Well, we'll take a look at it. Here in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith." So grace and faith work together. For by grace, a free gift, unearnable, we didn't deserve it, we have been saved through faith. And not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. That's salvation. It's the gift of God. Now, contained in salvation is everything that you will ever need in your entire life. Everything. When you got born again, you got access to everything that you'll ever need in your entire life. You got a free gift. You got a free gift in healing and health in your body. You got a free gift in prosperity in your lives and every part of your life, including your finances. And you got redeemed from spiritual death. All of it at the same time. Now, wouldn't it be terrible to spend your entire life having that free gift and not reaching out and receiving it? I'm not talking about being saved now at this point. I'm talking about you being saved, sitting in a pew, not doing nothing, and spend your entire life not receiving what else was included in that salvation.
That's right. Amen.
Say. All right. In Isaiah 53:5. Turn there. Isaiah 53:5. Most of you know this passage. You've heard it. You know, let me just point out to you, I see people all the time that have knowledge of the Word of God, but they don't have the truth in the Word of God. They're not using the Word of God. They're not making it a part of their life. But yet they know the Word of God. They know most, a lot of them know a lot more about the, know a lot more of the Word of God than I do. He teaches me through images in the Word of God. I can't tell you exactly where a verse is at sometimes, but I can tell you, well, just turn to the book of Ephesians and we'll find it. Or something like that, because he teaches me in images. But when it comes to the individual knowledge of the Word, having it up here in their head, most of them know a lot more of that than I do. If they say, do you know where such and such is at? I can't tell them, but they'll know. But when it comes down to the truth in the Word of God, what it actually means and how it applies and how it can change your life, that's a different deal. You can have all kinds of head knowledge and yet it not change your life. See, we want to change lives. We want to change our own life to begin with. And then as we're able to change our own life, then we can help in changing other people's lives. That they may walk out of sickness and disease. That they may walk out of poverty. That they may walk out of spiritual death into light. See, that's what we want. That's what all of us want. But you've got to do something. You can't just sit there. You can't just come every Sunday morning and sit on the pew. It won't work that way. You just as well be dead. See, you've got to begin to apply the Word of God. You've got to begin to find the Word of God, what it says about your situation and how it'll change your life, how it'll change your situation. Then you've got to begin to apply it. It says to be doers of the Word, not just hearers of it. It says faith comes by hearing. And hearing the Word of God. You're only going to get faith in your situation if you hear the Word of God. If you hear yourself using the Word of God. That's not just talking about hearing somebody in the pulpit. That's part of it. But see, we've made that the total sum of it. That's not right. You've got to begin to hear that Word yourself. Hear it yourself. Hear it come out of this mouth with these ears all the time. All the time. All the time. You want to wait until something drastic comes to destroy your life and try to survive it then? You got a long road ahead of you if you do. Why not start now? Get a jump on what that... Because the devil's going to throw a storm at you. Everybody in here is going to face a storm at some time in their life. Sometime in their life, a storm is going to come against your house. Now, how's your house going to be built? How's that storm going to find your house when it comes? Is it going to be built on the rock? Or is it going to be built on shifting sand? In church one day, out the next. In church Sunday morning, living like hell Monday morning. How's it going to be? How's it going to find your house? All right, I'll try to teach. I'll try to teach. In Isaiah 53, this is an act of grace. Verse 4, surely He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes we are healed. That's an act of grace. That's a free gift to you. On the cross, He took the full judgment. He took the full judgment of sin. He took the full judgment against sickness in your body. So that you wouldn't have to face it. It was a free gift. It's yours.
Yes.
It's Donna's.
Yes.
It's a free gift.
Yes.
Here it is.
Yes.
And And he's not stepping back, stepping away. He's reaching out and handing it over. A free gift. We'll take it. We'll take it. We'll take it. Here it is. A free gift. An act of grace. An unearnable free gift. Didn't deserve it. Got it anyhow. A free gift.
Hallelujah.
Now I'd like to know how I can receive that free gift a little bit more. Because I'm going to be honest with you. You may not be honest with me, but I'm going to be honest with you. There's some areas in my life I haven't received all the gift that He's given me. I'd like to. And I want it. And I know it's there. But for some reason, I don't have it. What is that reason? Well, let's look at it a little bit closer. Let's look at one more first. Let's look at one more free gift. Because it doesn't matter what you're talking about. The Word of God has the answer and it's covered. I don't care what your situation is. Your situation may not be an infirmity in your body. It might be an infirmity in your finances. It might be an infirmity in your spiritual life. I can tell you right now that God's got the answer. He's already covered it. He's already handled that problem. That's not new. He took it by the stripes upon His back. Judgment was placed against that thing that could come against you. That it has no right whatsoever in your life. None. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Verse 9. For you know the grace. Well, one thing's established right off about this verse. It's a free gift. Can't do anything to earn it. It's a free gift. Didn't deserve it, but got it anyhow. A free gift. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that you through His poverty, through the poverty that He took on at the cross, might become rich. You and I might become rich. A free gift. The grace of God. An act of grace. A free gift. You and I might become rich. You and I might have not just... Hey, this verse is not talking about just enough to get by on. That's not what it's talking about. One thing we see about this, it was a free gift. It was an act of grace. Your riches and your life, your prosperity is a free gift. What are you doing trying to give to earn it then? Do you believe that He provided the grace for your finances that you might prosper? Do you believe that? How many believe that? Be careful, it's a trick question. I warned you. How many of you believe that your prosperity is the grace of God, a free gift?
I do.
I do too. I do too. Then why don't you give like it? I don't mean to beat you with that. What I'm doing is trying to make a point. If somebody comes along, some preacher on TV comes along and says, if you'll give $50, you'll get back $500. Well, we just jump to it. And that ain't even in the Word of God. That's as false a doctrine as you can get. That's a lie. But yet, whenever I say, by the grace of God, it's a free gift. You you should be prospering, you can have God's prosperity because He died for you and took on your poverty, then the first thing we do when we get a hold of that is we quit giving. Because the light came on all of a sudden that we can't give to get. Because it's not the grace of God. But see, if you're walking in the grace of God, you're walking in an abundance where you will want to give even more than you ever gave before, because it's by His grace that you got it to begin with, and it's not going to stop coming in. If the grace of God provided it once, it's going to provide it again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you can just keep on. Hey, I was in the same spot at one time. I used to give to get also. I don't anymore. I give because He is God and because I want to honor Him and I want to get in on what He's doing in this earth and lay up to myself something in heaven that will never deteriorate, that will never be gone. What I lay up with my finances in heaven these days will be there in heaven when I get there. And that's what I want. That's eternity. This is temporary. This is all temporary. But what we lay up in heaven is permanent. It's forever. How much more should we want to do that? See? It doesn't matter whether you're talking about healing in your body, a miracle in your body. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about your spiritual life or whether you're talking about your prosperity. By His grace, He gave it to you. 2,000 years ago, a free gift. Said, here it is. All right, let's turn to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Starting in verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation. Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. See, you could have the grace of God, but you're still going to have to access that grace of God. How do I access it? The same way you got saved. By faith, by believing that He is who He says He is, that He'll do what He says He'll do, that He already done it, that it's there for you.
Yeah.
By faith, you access this grace.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. By faith.
Amen.
That's why you can sit there knowing that you got the grace of God and everything in it and sit there and do nothing and die. Because you never accessed that grace that He gave you so freely. Freely this grace is given to you. Freely. Freely. So when we do something, it's not that we're trying to do something in order to gain favor from God. No. We do these things like confession, like worship, like praying in tongues, like meditating the Word of God. Did I say meditating the Word of God? Yes, I said meditating the Word of God. I said getting the Bible out and reading the Word of God over and over and over and over, keeping it on your lips continually, day and night, that it becomes a part of you. Why? So that you'll have the faith necessary to access this grace that was so freely given. Do you know that He healed you 2,000 years ago? Oh yeah, I know that He healed me 2,000 years ago. Why aren't you healed? Well, I know that He healed me 2,000 years ago. Hey, I'm talking to myself. I'm not just talking to you. I know that He healed me 2,000 years ago. Where's the manifestation? See, it's because we haven't accessed fully His grace that He provided. But if through faith we access it, then what have we got to do? We got to begin to build our lives on the rock. Build our house on the rock. That means the Word of God. And begin to increase the faith in our lives, believing that He actually did do what He says He done. And we can access this grace. It'll just happen, folks.
Yeah.
You'll wonder why it was so hard. It's because you didn't look at it the right way. And you didn't get in the Word of God and begin to use it on your own life. See, it says to take the sword of the Spirit and turn it against yourself. As much as turning it against situations, you've got to begin to turn it against yourself. What's right and what's wrong in my life? Well, the Word of God divides it. What's soul and what's spirit? Spirit is this: by His stripes I'm healed. Soul is this: I know God wants me healed. He'll heal me someday when He gets ready. That's soul. That's wrong doctrine. Spirit is: by His stripes I was healed. By His stripes I was healed. I don't see the manifestation. By His stripes I was healed. By His stripes I was healed. It was already done. See? That's spirit. That's Him talking. That's you agreeing with Him. You're not trying to talk Him into anything when you confess the Word of God. You're trying to convince yourself that you actually believe that He done what He said He done. We're the problem. He's not. Quit blaming Him. He's not the problem. We're the problem. Your finances will barely get by street. He's not the problem. He took on your poverty that you might have the riches of heaven. Right here on earth. Not waiting till you get to heaven. Right here on earth. You can have it. I tell you, folks, since He took me back and turned me back toward this and told me to start teaching others again the same thing that they had gotten away from it, healings have just come into my body because He already done it. I'm the one that fell short. It wasn't Him. He done everything He's going to do 2,000 years ago. Quit waiting for Him to do something else. He already done it. What about the gifts? An act of grace. The gifts that are going to flow today is one more representation of His grace. Free gift. You can have it. Doesn't matter what it is. Prosperity, your health of your body, your spiritual health, your family. See, He came that you have life, and life abundantly. Not barely get by. Barely stay healthy. Barely stay sick. He came that you have it all. Abundant life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. John 16:33 says that He overcame the world, so you don't have any reason not to have peace. You have an emotional breakdown, then what you need to do is turn to John 16:33 and begin to confess it over your life. He overcame the world. There's nothing too big for Him. He overcame the world. Peace in your life because He overcame the world. If He overcame the world and the turmoil in the world and the circumstances is what causes you to fall apart and He overcame it already, then that must be an act of grace. Amen. His peace was delivered to you as a free gift. You can freely have His peace because He overcame the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You're not going to have faith to access that grace unless you get in His Word. Start hearing yourself say His Word. Take a short book in the Word of God, a short one, A short one. I don't care which one, a short one. And read it about 100 times over and over. As if you're loved. Then you got to begin to love others. You get in 1 John. Begin to read it about 50 to 100 times. Pretty soon you're going to start loving somebody. You're going to start wanting to do something to help somebody. Or be of help in the church or something like that. Just because all of a sudden love began to come manifest in your life. Start worshiping God every day for about an hour. Every day for an hour. Every day. I don't care when it is. I don't care when you have to work. Take an hour and worship God. Pretty soon that well of love that you caused by worshiping Him is going to start coming out in your life and going to start overflowing. Then all of a sudden you're going to want to start doing something to help somebody else instead of concentrating on yourself all the time. We could go down the line. But the answer is still the same. It's a transformation process. You're not going to do it overnight. I understand that. But you've got to start somewhere. Worshiping God, praying in other tongues, meditating the Word of God, confessing it, using confession over and over and over. By His stripes I am healed. By His stripes I am healed. By His stripes I am healed. Let's take my hand. Come here. Take my hand. By His stripes I am healed. Say it.
By His stripes.
By His stripes I am healed. By His stripes I'm healed.
By His stripes I'm healed.
By His stripes I'm healed.
By His stripes I'm healed.
By His stripes I'm healed.
You healed me.
You healed me. 2,000 years ago you healed me. You healed me. I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed. I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed. I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm
healed. Pain.
Pain.
You can't stay in my body.
Can't stay in my body.
Pain. You can't stay in my body.
Can't stay in my body.
I'm healed.
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 I'm healed. I'm healed.
I am healed.
Pain.
Pain.
You can't stay in my body.
Can't stay in my body.
You can't stay in my body.
Can't stay in my body.
Pain.
Pain.
You can't stay in my body.
Can't stay in my body.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
Jesus healed me.
Jesus healed me.
Jesus healed me.
Jesus healed me.
2,000 years ago I was healed.
2,000 years ago I was healed.
2,000 years ago I was healed. 2,000 years ago I was healed.
Devil.
Let me remind you.
Let me remind you.
By His stripes I'm healed.
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 No weapon formed against me will prosper.
No weapon
No weapon formed against me will prosper.
No weapon formed against me will prosper.
No weapon.
No weapon.
No weapon.
No weapon.
Against me will prosper.
Against me will prosper.
No weapon against me will prosper. I'm healed. Oh, I worship You, Jesus. I worship You. I worship You. I worship You. Glory, 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 glory. I'm healed. Glory, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. I'm healed. Thank You, Jesus. I'm healed. My finances are healed. My finances are healed. My finances are healed. My finances are healed. I have an abundance. I have an abundance. I have an abundance. I'm not moved by what I see. Checkbook, you're healed. Checkbook, you're healed. I'm not moved by what I see.
Just by what God says.
I have an abundance.
I have an abundant life.
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 I have an abundant life. I have an abundant life. I have an abundant life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm serving you, God. 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 Now, there's a danger about that. Because you can start out not wanting to serve God and all of a sudden end up can't helping yourself but serving God. Would you recommend going to the doctor? If you have to ask me, should I go to the doctor, I'll tell you to go to the doctor because you had to ask me. But let me tell you something. If I did go to the doctor, I'd be down here every night thanking God that my body was healed. See, when you're met with a life and death situation, you do whatever necessary to live.
Yeah. Bless to live and not die. Thank you, Jesus.
That means taking the Word of God and walking the floor, sitting on the edge of the bed. Well, I knew somebody that was so bad off they couldn't even raise up in bed. Then they need to lay there. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. That's what Kenneth Hagin did back when he was a young child. Had a heart condition. Couldn't even get out of bed. Lay there. Said he couldn't run and play like other little children. Laid there in bed. Quoting the Word of God, by His stripes I'm healed. By His stripes I'm healed. One day he was healed and walked. Why? Because he tapped into that grace that was provided by God through faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can't buy His healing. You can't buy your salvation. You can't buy your prosperity. Whatever. Stop and think about this. Most of us knew from the very beginning we couldn't buy our salvation. We understood the Word, what it said about our salvation. Through faith and confessing Him, we were saved. We knew that. And most of us, for the most part, knew we couldn't buy or do anything to get His healing. For the most part. Now, some didn't, but for the most part, most knew that you couldn't take money and buy His healing from Him. Now, what made us think then that our prosperity was different than anything else? See, it's by His grace. You're to be so abundantly blessed and prospering that you can't wait to get in on what God's doing in whatever area in this church or elsewhere and give and give and give because His grace provided that prosperity to you and will continue to do so in days to come. It doesn't stop with just one time. He's not a barely get-by God. Do you understand that? He wants you to have an abundant life. Jesus said, I came that you might have life abundantly. That's why He came. Stand to your feet, please. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Don, I'm going to ask you to come right up here and stand in front of me. I want to ask anybody else that needs a healing in your body, a physical healing in your body, to come up here and get get up front here before me. You need a physical healing in your body. Just get in a line here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The rest of you, I want you to lift your hands to heaven. Begin to offer yourselves over to Him and into agreement about what He's about to do. He's about to bring abundant life into manifestation into some lives. You want to be a part of it? This is your chance to be a part of it. How? By lifting your hands and agreeing with God. God, I thank You that they're healed. Oh, God, I agree with You. Every one of them's healed. Every one of them's healed. Every one of them's healed. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. His presence is so heavy here today. Reminded me of a night in Peru recently. About the second night. Two men carried in a lady by her shoulders and by her feet, plopped her down on the floor. We got them to get her up in a chair and got her up in a chair. She fell out of the chair three times. I said, "You're going to have to hold her in the chair." Held her in the chair and she stayed there. Well, I prayed for some other people, and the anointing was just pouring out everywhere. Walked over to her and bound the powers of darkness, and she got up and walked and began to run. That reminds me a lot of this morning. People were throwing down their crutches, walking. Some of them hadn't walked without those crutches in ages. In a split second, they were walking without them. Thank You, Father. Everyone up here, close your eyes and lift your hands. Father, I thank You for this anointing to do miracles here this morning. I thank You that You're about to touch every body in this place. Every infirmity has to leave right now. Every infirmity has no right to even be here in this place. Judgment was declared on every infirmity in this place. Spirit, soul, and body. Every infirmity was judged. And Father, Your freedom was brought because Jesus went to the cross. This morning, Father God, I thank You for that manifestation of every miracle, every healing, every touch, Father. Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, touch this body, touch this heart. Father, I thank You for a new heart that she may fill out the rest of her race, Father. That she may run the rest of her race, Father. I thank You for a new heart, Father God. I thank You for new valves, new arteries, Father. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Let it be done now. In Jesus' name. Father, right now, I curse this cancer and these cancer cells. I command them to die in Jesus' name. You hear me? You can't stay in her body any longer. I command you to die in Jesus' name. Father, I thank You right now for that anointing to give her a miracle in her body and that she's totally free of all cancer. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Totally. As you begin to see things in the Word, as you begin to hear the Word from the pulpit and come into the knowledge of the Word, one way or the other, You can't have all of God that He has for you and live in the world too. You have to live in the world, but you don't want to live in the world. You don't want to live like the world does. You can't have both. You have to make a decision at some point. Am I going to live for God? Am I going to do what God's Word says and live for Him? Or am I going to live like the world does?
Well, you don't have to work where I have to work and all their nasty jokes. Well, you can turn around and walk the other way and not be a part of it.
You have a decision to make. Or you can join in with it. That wouldn't be a good decision. Not if you want all that God has.
Well, I thought His grace allowed me to do whatever. No.
No, that's the wrong definition of the sloppy grace. That's all that is. Greasy grace. Take a grace pill when you get to church on Sunday morning. Go back out and live like the devil the next day. Catch up with you pretty soon. Pretty soon it'll catch up with you. You have a decision to make. Live with God or live without Him. I choose to live with Him. You out, I just told you from the pulpit. So now you can, you know, get away without being embarrassed. I would never embarrass you. Words of knowledge and gift of prophecy are not to embarrass people and tear them up. It's to set them free. You need to discern how sometimes God will tell you things. It doesn't mean you're to give it. Sometimes He's given it to you so you'll get down on your knees and spend about a day praying. Sometimes He'll tell you something and then tell you how to go about delivering it, that nobody will get embarrassed or hurt. So you can't tear down and build up. You got to decide. God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do with this? The more you will ask Him and do what He says, the more He will give you in days to come. That's what He does with me. I was in Peru this last time. It seemed like I prophesied about all the time I was down there. Just kept coming and kept coming. Never quite been that way for me. But He will tell you what you can deliver and how to deliver it. So, anyhow, somebody was told something. Now they can handle it. Do the way they want to. They can turn and walk away from those things around their job, or they can join in. But they can't join in and have God too. Have to make a decision. We all have to make those decisions. I want more of God. The more I can get of God, the better. So as a result, I have to make decisions along the way. What is conducive to God's atmosphere and what is not conducive? Yes, I know there's a little grace allowed along the way. Especially somebody that's trying. Abundant grace is allowed. Somebody that's trying their best. Hallelujah. I'm just waiting, seeing what He wants to do. I know I came for a special purpose this morning. So it's not your general service. Thank you, Father. Did you get anything out of this morning? Shed any light on the grace of God and how to tap into it? What needs to happen in the future. I thank God for His grace every day. He made it where I could prosper. Even Adam, he put him in the garden and told him to tend it. So that means you can't quit working. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Remember when the first diabetes first attacked my body, and it came on so strong when it manifested, you know. It caused a bunch of neuropathy in my feet and my legs and lower half of my body. And there was many nights, and I can't give all of this testimony yet, otherwise I have to stop at some point here. But basically what I did was, even on the nights, I was pastoring out in western Kansas at the time, and on the nights that the pain was so severe, I couldn't sleep or anything without taking something to knock me out. So I'd get up and walk the floor. Could barely get it out of my mouth, you know, that I'm healed. But I knew that was the way out. I knew that eventually I could walk. I knew eventually I could, you know, it may have been a step at a time, which it was, but I knew I could walk out of it eventually. But you can't stop. I don't care how severe the pain is, you know, and sometimes our checkbook can really scream out at us too, you know. So I'm not just talking about your bodies, but I'm talking about anything that attacks you. You have to keep going. You have to keep using the Word of God against it, because that's your only way out. And the Word of God includes everything. Worship, praying in tongues, meditating His Word, confessing His Word, all of it. Because that's all a transformation process. And it transforms you out of one spot into another spot. And that is free of whatever it is that's attacked you. And that's what I had to do. I was no different than you or anybody else. I can remember days and nights I would walk into a service and everything would lift. Be totally free of all pain. Walk back out of the service and it was waiting for me. Had to walk the floor over and over because I couldn't sleep, so I just as well utilized the time. Call myself healed. If you can't sleep, utilize it. Redeem the time. That's what the Word of God says, to redeem the time. That's what I tried to do, is redeem the time. Was it perfect? No. No, every now and then the pain would overcome me. But I would get right back up on the horse I got off of. I think we lost somebody.